Good morning. Please be seated. I was standing up here thinking of the line, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. It's nice to be in the middle. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this, the third Sunday of Advent. A few announcements along the way. Our Toonies for Turkeys project is underway. Our chance to support the outreach efforts of Epiphany Church to those who are in need at Christmas. There's a plate just by the door. Loony, a toonie, five, ten. We take every denomination. We are continuing as the Deanery of London with our Brian McLaren speaker series on Wednesday night. As part of that, the Deanery of London is trying to raise money for Indwell, because we very much believe in the method that Indwell is using to help people find places to live, a home to call their own, and to have the supports they need in place. So we need a number for the deanery by Wednesday. So if you would like to donate to Indwell, please do so today. You can do it by check made out to St. James Westminster. Put Indwell in the subject line. That way we can total everything up from us, send it on to the deanery. We'll total everything up from London. Last year it was over $30,000. I think Julie will agree with me that $30,000 is a nice gift for Indwell to receive at Christmas. She is agreeing. So if you can, please consider a donation in that way. Now the most complicated thing. Sign up for Christmas services. You will have to sign up. And we are going to have to be very stringent in the way we do things. We have been somewhat lax, allowing people to sit as they want and various things, because we haven't been full. We have not yet hit a Sunday where we have the 90 people. But we expect for our Christmas services, we will be full. And that means we're going to have to account for everyone in their place to make sure that we are being safe and secure for all people. So you will be asked to do social distancing and all those kinds of things. Sign up will begin on Wednesday morning at 9:30. We have talked about 100,000 different ways that we could possibly do this. There's no right way. There's no good way. It will be what it is. As our warden, Jim Circum, tells me, we just wish it was other than this, but we can't go there. So there will be 90 seats available for 4 p.m., which will lean to a children/family service, 90 seats for 6 and 8 p.m., both of which will be jazz services, and 90 seats available for the 10 p.m. service, which will be a traditional choral service. The sign-up will be done via Eventbrite, so you will get a notification by email, probably Monday or Tuesday, from the office reminding you that sign-up will start at 9:30. It will also be on our Facebook page and on our website. If you aren't online, you can phone the church for information and you can phone the church to register. When the 90 seats are gone, the 90 seats are gone. There's nothing we can do about that. We have, in the time I've been here, gone everywhere from 2 people on Christmas Eve to 1 year we were over 1,000 on Christmas Eve. We have in the neighborhood of 360 seats for people to come. We have tried. We have spent time wandering around in here looking at all the different seats and where we can put people and how it might work. And I don't know, there's probably still a couple of things we haven't tried yet, but we have done due diligence. That's all I'm asking you to understand. We'll do the best we can, and that will be Wednesday morning at 9:30. That's when sign-up will begin. There will be a Christmas Day service at 10 a.m. We're not going to require sign-up for that. There will be a Lessons and Carol service next Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30. You will not have to sign up if you come at 8:30. Registration will be required for the 10:30 service next Sunday. Let's go on to the lighting of the Advent candle. In the name of Christ, who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace to you all.
Come now, O quiet us free, O God, our Savior. Come, O Lord Jesus. reconcile all nations. Come, hope of unity, make us one body. Lord Jesus, reconcile all nations. Come now and set us free.
To be a reconciling people, we open our hearts to the world, to its peoples, and all the natural order. Indigenous peoples around the world offer us the wisdom of the ancestors. We must live well so that all may live.
Let us remember, the first candle is for hope of reconciliation with the land. The second candle is for the peace we seek in and through its waters.
Today we light the third candle, a sign of joy.
As peoples around the world dance for joy despite the injustices they continue to face, may we find joy in the gift of life and live to preserve it for all.
Let us pray. God of life,
giver of joy, even as we wait for your coming, let us not wait another moment before bringing our lives into harmony with the earth and all that live in it.
Let us pray. God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the first reading from Scripture.
A reading from the book of Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home, at that time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up the children of Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even the tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed to you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat from his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news of the people, the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Advent is full of messengers. the angel Gabriel announces the conception of Jesus. John the Baptist is a voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." We need messengers to get us ready to receive Christ. Advent invites us to listen and watch for such messengers. They may not come in as dazzling a form as an angel. They may come in a dream or a conversation, something that gets your attention in the natural world, or even something that upsets you. All of these can be messengers from God calling to you, prepare the way in your own heart and life for Christ to be born. Ruth Anna Hook, PhD, is part of the Advent Word series from the Anglican Church of Canada. As she says, Advent is full of messengers, and there are many of them for us to learn from. We had the reading from Zephaniah this morning, and I've been talking about the prophets that we have in the readings from the various Sundays of Advent. Zephaniah lived just before the exile in the time of King Josiah. Now, I know you're all saying, well, what does King Josiah matter? Well, if you ever read the Old Testament parts of Kings and Chronicles and all those, and I've mentioned this, you know, you get the ones where it says, and King so-and-so did this which was wrong in the eyes of the Lord and everything was terrible. And every once now and again, this king did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and things were great. Well, King Josiah was one of those few kings that did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And I remember this from way, way back in my Old Testament class in seminary 30 years ago. Our professor was quite adamant that we understand that Josiah found what would have been a copy of what we would loosely today call the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. And Josiah the king was heartbroken to see how far they had strayed from what was written in Deuteronomy. And so he changed things. Now, this was a society in which almost all of the communication was verbal, by story. So things didn't travel well. It wasn't like they could go to the library and check microfilm or go to the computer and research on Google. It was trying to remember those things that had been in the lives of the generations before. And that was hard work. So prophets had a role, had a job. Zephaniah, a short little book, 3 chapters, 2.5 chapters, outline all the things that the people had done wrong. And then Zephaniah changes to a message of joy and redemption, which was the part that Mary Lou read for us today. Things were going to get better. Now, it's interesting that Zephaniah would prophesy this less than 20 years before the kingdom was overrun and the temple destroyed. But you have to believe that Zephaniah was preaching to people, wanting them to understand the call of God to love and be loved, to love God, to love their neighbors, to do that which was right, to not worship false gods and false prophets, to not hoard wealth and all those kinds of things. So we jump ahead to Luke's gospel today, in which John the Baptist is out in the wilderness, and the first thing he says is, "You brood of vipers!" Wouldn't that be a great line for an opening of a sermon? No, I'm not going to do that. But that's what he did. So I want you to think, all these people come out in the desert to hear this person who people are talking about, and he begins by saying, "You brood of vipers!" And he goes on for a while. But the people want to change. They say, "What do we have to do?" And before this is done, John is not only saying nice things, but he's pointing them to the one who is coming after him, the thong of whose sandals he is not worthy to untie. Pointing to Jesus. So here's my question. Who are your messengers today? Bishops? Archbishops? Clergy? Are your next door neighbors your messengers? Are your messengers on Facebook or TikTok or Twitter? Who are your messengers? How do you decide if you will listen to them? Well, there's lots of different places you can find messengers. I talked about Advent Word. You can sign up each year for Advent Word from the Anglican Church of Canada on your computer when you get up in the morning. And Laura has been so great on our Facebook page to share them as well. You can have a message about Advent, a message to start your day. I get the Brother Give Us a Word from the SSJE in Massachusetts every morning. Short little understanding of something going on in a spiritual life. Richard Rohr has a wonderful daily meditation. I've seen them many times and I keep meaning to sign up, but I've never gotten around to it. We distribute our daily bread through this church, which again is a messenger to help us to think and to understand. Let me ask you another question. Are you a messenger? I'm just going to let that one sit there for a second. Are you a messenger? If so, how are you a messenger? What is your message? What message do you bring? Do you have the courage to, you brood of vipers? Is your message to those who are wrong? Is your message perhaps a timid one? I'll take that one on. Quite frequently, my message is a timid one. I'd like to be more vibrant and more out there, but sometimes in a setting where you can feel a little bit intimidated, your message becomes a timid one. There was a gentleman at 8:30 this morning. Many of you will know him. For 3 decades now, he has worked through an institution called Global Futures, working with young people around the world who lack only one thing. The resources and the opportunity to succeed. In some of the poorest countries in the world, using today's communication methods, they talk and lift up and help these people who are brilliant, who are scholars, who have drank in the education that they have been offered and become leaders because Global Futures allows them to have the chance and the opportunity. So Terry told us a story on Wednesday. He actually told it to me the week before. I was glad he shared it in our Wednesday group again. Because one of the things that he's finding is that these young people, and there are literally thousands around the world whose lives this group has touched, he's having some of them come to him now and understanding that he is, quote, a spiritual person. They want to know what this spiritual thing is, but most of them have never had any contact with any kind of an organized religion or spirituality. So where do you start? How do you be a messenger to that group? So we all gave our best suggestions. Suggested to him that perhaps the place to start is by pointing out that all that we know has been created. And if things have been created, then there must be a creator, and posit in the understanding that that creator is about love. Now, these are young people that, as they have been raised up, the first thing they want to do is help other people. Other young people who have not had opportunities, have not had the chance for the education to travel around the world, to talk with other people, to build relationships and knowledge. So he's trying to write that to them now. But that asks us to perhaps take it back a step. Is that our message in the world? That all that is has been created, and we understand that which created all that is in this world to be based on love. Is that fair? Does that touch your understanding of faith? Your understanding of God? You've heard me say innumerable times, the best homily is one that takes a question and sort of answers that question, but leaves you with 5 more. For me, that is the basis of faith. It's not about a message that is staid, not about a message that is unchanging, not about a message that you can be handed a book and understand it. It's about learning and growing and coming to understand. What better time of year to do that than Advent, in which we are asked to expect something? So what do you expect from Advent? Do you expect just a normal Christmas? These days, I think we'd all be happy with just a normal Christmas, perhaps. But is it limited to the stories that we've always told? Limited to the ways that we have worshiped? Can we expect new things from the internet for Advent, from new messengers, people that we haven't heard from before? I'm going to share something, a question that Brian McLaren asked us to answer on Wednesday night. I want to tell you first that when I preached this at 8:30, just giving voice to this question changed just about everything that I thought about this question after we talked about it in our group on Wednesday night. And I think that's a good thing. So Brian wanted to put this forward just as a hypothesis. He's not saying that this is the way it is. Good things are put forth in hypothesis so that you'll stop and think about it. It's sort of like algebra, where they would give you all these wonderful formulas to help you understand numbers. And I went, huh? I got 28% in my last year of high school math, so I flunked that experiment, but that's all right. So McLaren's hypothesis is this. Was the birth of Christ something completely new? Or was it a revealing of what has always been true, that God has always been present? He suggested that what we have tended to look at is a linear unfolding of history from the creation going forward all the way. And as I understood, what he was saying was that this would have us understanding God in the future, because God can understand all that is, was, and always will be all at the same time. Can we understand this looking backward? That God is looking backward and understanding all that has unfolded, which would give tremendous understanding to the first few verses of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Kind of makes you think. And that's the most important thing. He wanted to know how this understanding might change Advent and or Christmas for you. It might not change anything. It might change everything. But what you're given is an opportunity to look at it in a different way. Christmas has unfolded to be one of traditions, more and more secular traditions. Can we reimagine looking from the Creator God of love backwards to see that this is part of how God has always loved us? And this goes back to Terry's problem with young people who are brilliant and who want to change the world but have never touched on spirituality. They have no concept of our secular understandings of Christmas or of faith. Can we understand God first and foremost and only as a God that has loved always? My hope and prayer is that you'll think about this, that you'll find some more questions, you'll find some more messengers that might give you answers, but most importantly, and I pray, will send you off in different ways to find new understandings and new ways to approach the God that loves you and that you love as well. Amen. As you're able, I invite you to stand. Let us now confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to take a position that is comfortable for you in prayer, either standing, sitting, or kneeling.
God is here with us now. Let us pray. Heavenly Creator, take us as we are and cultivate in us hearts that long for you and worship you above and beyond everything else. Come, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. In our spiritual journeys, allow us to be messengers of your will and your message. Keep us open to your voice. Protect us from evil and keep us steadfast in faith. Come, O come, Emmanuel with us. We give thanks for those who give us support and encourage us and listen to us and make us laugh and share our sorrows. Bless their lives as they have enriched our lives through their presence. Come, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. We remember those who suffer with painful memories of bitter past experiences that interfere with their present relationships with you and others. We ask for the healing power that only you, Creator God, can give. Come, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. We call to mind those that we know who have died, and any who are close to death. We pray for the bereaved and those whose hearts are broken. May they be open to your love and mercy and message and forgive us. Come, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those on our prayer list, remembering especially Don Lemansky, Pat Collette, Sylvia Brightwell, Chris Briglia, nephew of Bette Cunningham, Joan and Lion Barnum, Hannah Woodson, Hannah and Lillian. We pray for those whose needs are known to you alone, and in prayerful silence, we remember those and others who suffer. Come, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. Creator God, you have promised to be by our side through the trials, joys, and daily routines of our lives. Thank you for your assurance that none of us is beyond your saving love. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, the Messiah.
Amen. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us now confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Just before the offertory prayer and offering of thanksgiving, I was looking around and saw the twinkling lights and the beautiful wreaths and was reminded to say thank you to those who were here on the weekend and decorated St. James Westminster to prepare us for the Christmas season. God of hope, renew in us the joy of your salvation and make us a living sacrifice to you for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise. Glory to you forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will they were created and have their being. Glory to you forever and ever. From the primal elements you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation. Glory to you forever and ever. But we turn against you and betray your trust, and we turn against one another. Again and again you call us to return. Through the prophets and sages you reveal your righteous law. In the fullness of time you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who in the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his friends and said, take this and eat it. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and said, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Glory to you forever and ever. Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension, and we look with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this offering of your church, that we who eat and drink at this holy table may share the divine life of Christ our Lord. Glory to you forever and ever. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we with all your people of every language, race, and nation may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our ever-changing communion protocol as we now have the choir back at the front. So we will be again approaching you. Please stay where you are. The choir will receive first, and then we'll come to this side and this side. Jerry will be helping me. This is new, so first time we've done it this way. We'll work it out as we go along. You may stand, sit, or kneel to receive communion. Gluten-free wafers are available if you need. Just ask. And if you would rather receive a blessing than communion, please so indicate by crossing your arms across your chest. Thank you.
At hand, wait for the Lord.
Let us pray. Merciful God, may this Eucharist free us from our sins, fill us with unending joy, and prepare us for the birthday of our Savior. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you forevermore. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.
It's a small introduction to the postlude. This song comes from the musical Godspell. It's called By My Side, and it's meant to sort of just describe walking with the Lord and the desire to walk with God.
Take me with you, for my hand is cold and needs warmth. Where are you going? Far beyond where the horizon lies, where the horizon lies, and the land sings into mellow blueness. So please take me with you. Let me skip the road with you. I can dare myself, I can dare myself. I'll put a pebble in my shoe and watch me walk. I can walk and walk, and I shall call the pebble dare. We will talk together about walking. Dare shall be carried, and when we both have had enough, I will take him from my shoe, singing, meet your new robe. And I'll take your hand, finally glad that you are here.